This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. In The Hunt for Red October, the Soviet submarine captain, played by Sean Connery, he commands his crew to verify the location of a target.
Give me a ping, Vasily. One ping only, please.
That ping is known as active sonar. Bob Hedrick of the Office of Naval Research, the ONR, says it's the audio equivalent of switching on a flashlight. You're getting information back, but you're also broadcasting your location to other ships.
You know, number one priority in the submarine is to remain undetected.
So subs can keep their secrecy by eavesdropping on other ships instead, listening for propellers and electronics and so on. Such methods, known as passive sonar, generally require a skilled operator. But researchers are teaching machines to do it, too. They first recorded the underwater rumblings of cargo ships off the California coast using an array of 28 underwater microphones. They fed that sound, along with the ship's actual GPS coordinates, to their machine learning algorithms. Then they gave the algorithms new recordings, and they asked, where's the ship?
And it did extremely well.
Emma Ozanich, a PhD student in underwater acoustics at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. Using the audio data, she says the algorithms pinpointed the ships to within a couple hundred meters. That's at distances of up to 10 kilometers. But what's not so clear is what the machines now know.
One of the interesting parts about machine learning, especially neural networks, is that it's more difficult to pull out what it's actually learning specifically. It's a little bit of a black box.
Their research is in the Journal of the Acoustical Society of America. Bob Hedrick of ONR says the data set used here is relatively simple compared to the real-world scenarios subs would have to solve. Still, he says, with lots more development,
you could conceive that with enough effort that eventually you create the computer program that can beat the trained operator.
There is a precedent, after all, for machines defeating our best human operators. It was in that other great battle of the Cold War, the game of chess.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.